Now, just before we get started, hold on. What's happened? Oh no. I'm in the dark. Can anyone see me? Where am I? Oh man, it's really hard in the dark. Right. Well, I'm just going to have to do my Bible reading anyway. Here we go. Our first Bible reading is from Isaiah chapter 9. And this is what it says. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. We're going to sing our first carol, O Come, Emmanuel. Well, I've got a little bit of light now. That's a lot better. Gosh, it was a bit difficult in the dark. Now, we're going to have our Bible reading, and Sarah Millington is going to read for us, and then Daniel is going to read the second verse. The first one's pretty long, kiddos, so try and concentrate to listen, and listen out for the words darkness and blind. Okay, so listen carefully. See if you can hear any words about darkness or about being blind.
Surely the arm of the Lord is not too short to save, nor his ear too dull to hear. But your iniquities have separated you from your God. Your sins have hidden his face from you so that he will not hear. For your hands are stained with blood, your fingers with guilt. Your lips have spoken falsely, and your tongue mutters wicked things. No one calls for justice. No one pleads a case with integrity. They rely on empty arguments as they utter lies. They conceive trouble and give birth to evil. They hatch the eggs of vipers and spin a spider's web. Whoever eats their eggs will die, and when one is broken, an adder is hatched. Their cobwebs are useless for nothing. They cannot cover themselves with what they make. Their deeds are evil deeds, and their acts of violence are in their hands. Their feet rush into sin. They are swift to shed innocent blood. They pursue evil schemes. Acts of violence mark their ways. The way of peace they do not know. There is no justice in their paths. They have turned them into crooked roads. No one who walks along them will know peace. So justice is far from us, and righteousness does not reach us. We look for light, but all is darkness, for brightness, but we walk in deep shadows. Like the blind, we grope along the wall, feeling our way like people without eyes. At midday, we stumble as if it were twilight. Among the strong, we are like the dead. But the way of wicked is like deep darkness. They do not know what makes them stumble.
Hi, Joanna. What are you up to?
I'm baking a cake blindfold.
Really?
Yeah, should be easy. Piece of cake.
That was so funny, wasn't it? Hey, that was silly trying to make a cake blindfold. Hey, trying to do something in the dark. Did you catch what that Bible verse said? The last one. It said the way of the wicked is like deep darkness. Interesting. The way of the wicked is like deep darkness. What's the wicked? Well, the wicked is that's another way of saying people who live their own way and not live in God's way. The way of the wicked is like life without God and without God's light. And then it says to live that way is like living in darkness. Why darkness? Well, because God is the only light. And so if you don't live God's way, it's like switching the light off, isn't it? Or it's like wearing a blindfold all the time. Now, if we were in darkness, what do we need? Well, it's fairly simple, isn't it? We need light. And the good news is that God promised light. One day, he said, that light would come into the world of darkness. We're going to now have our next carol and our next Bible reading.
Here is my servant, whom I uphold, my chosen one in whom I delight. I will put my spirit on him, and he will bring justice to the nations. He will not shout or cry out or raise his voice in the streets. A bruised reed he will not break, and a smouldering wick he will not snuff out. In faithfulness he will bring forth justice. He will not falter or be discouraged till he establishes justice on earth. In his teaching the islands will put their hope. This is what God the Lord says, the creator of the heavens, who stretches them out, who spreads out the earth with all that springs from it, who gives breath to its people and life to those who walk on it. I, the Lord, have called you in righteousness. I will take hold of your hand. I will keep you and will make you to be a covenant for the people and a light for the Gentiles, to open eyes that are blind, to free captives from prison, and to release from the dungeon those who sit in darkness.
Okay, hello everyone. Now we're going to be talking about darkness and light. And I wonder what comes into your mind when we think of light and darkness. Light can be things like good, nice things. Darkness can be things like bad things and evil things. When we think of light in the Bible, God describes himself in the Bible through the Apostle John as light, that God is the light of the world. And Jesus said, I am the light of the world. So what did he mean? What does it mean to have light? Got a few examples to show you. One little way of looking at light is to have a little flame. You can see it, just a very little lighter. Now, you wouldn't be able to do very much with that. You couldn't cook on it. You can't read with it. But you could start a fire with it. So maybe a little bit of light is a good thing. But what if you want more light than that? How about a bike light? So when you're out on your bike, you want to have a nice bright light so you can see things and people can see you. Because light means safety. So if I turn on my bike light, you're going to see it's a pretty powerful one. I'm going to blind you for a second. So there's a lot of light coming out of this. If I shine it in my face, I can't see anything. All I see is a bright light. And if I shine it on the road or at my children, I can see them. There's Joel and Abigail.
Not in my face.
Not in my face. So that's the very bright light. And a little bit of heat coming from it. Now, that can show me where I want to go. It's a very good thing to see in the dark. I've got another example of light. I'm going to use the little lighter that I had earlier, and I'm going to light a sparkler. Now, when we think of light and sparklers, we think of birthdays, we think of cakes, we think of bonfire night. We think of all the sort of things that you can do with lights and sparklers. Okay, so with sparklers, you can do all sorts of cool things. You can write your name. I'm going to write Joel's name. Probably written it backwards. That is fun. But it's still only a little light. It's a hot light, so you've got to be careful with it. But that isn't the light of the world. That isn't what God means when he says he's light. And what does Jesus mean when he says he's light? So now we're going to show you a real fire. Something that's got heat and light. You could read by this, you could cook on it. And this is a really good hot light fire. And this, everybody, is a campfire.
Wow, how cool is light? And how much better when we've got light? Did you notice in that Bible reading that we just had from Amos? Thanks, Amos, for reading it. God said, here is my servant, I will make you a light. Isn't that interesting? A person who's going to be a light. Interesting. I wonder who that person is going to be. Now, you know another light? That's the sun, isn't it? The sun's an enormous light, just like Steve showed us that fire that sounds like a massive ball of fire, and it's a huge light. Can you imagine if it was always night? Imagine if it was always night and you never woke up with the sun and it was just dark all the time. Incredible. That wouldn't be very good, would it? We need the light. We're going to now have our next carol and then our next Bible reading.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it. There came a man who was sent from God. His name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all men might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light, the true light that gives light to every man who is coming into the world. When Jesus spoke again to the people, he said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life."
All right. What we're going to do now is we're going to light a candle, if you want to. So in your homes, if you want to do this, you can turn the lights off, you can make it dark, and we're all going to light a candle. I'm going to do that right now. Here we go. Got my matches. Got my candle. Going to turn my lights off. There's nothing magical or spiritual about lighting a candle, really. It's just a bit of fun, isn't it? And it's a good illustration of how good it is to have light in the dark. There we go. There's a little candle. So did you notice what Jesus said? Jesus said that he was the light of the world. Jesus said he was the light of the world. What a thing to say. He's the light of life. He's the light that we need. Now, that can't just be for our physical eyes, can it? He's not a light like a candle. No, Jesus is the light that we need for the eyes of our heart. Jesus shows us the way to God. And you know what else lights do? When you turn lights on, what happens in the room? You can see things that you couldn't see before. Isn't that right? Jesus is a light who sometimes, it's hard to say, he shows us where we're going wrong. But that's actually a good thing, isn't it? Imagine if we only lived in the dark. Jesus shows us where we're going wrong, but Jesus is a light who can fix where we're going wrong. And he fixed it at the cross by taking all the darkness into himself and taking it right down to the grave. So Jesus is a light for the eyes of our hearts. And when we get connected to him, we go from darkness, which is a life of living without God, to light, which is a life of living with God. Because if we've got Jesus, we've got God in our lives. So we've got light. It's like we've got the sun in our dark night. So you might have your candle lit. I've got mine. I'm going to say a prayer. Let's pray together and give thanks to God. God, we thank you so much that into the darkness of our lives, you sent the light of your Son. Jesus, we praise you that you are the true light that we need for our lives to show us the way to live, the way back to God. Thank you that you've made the way for us through your death on the cross. We ask that our lives would remain connected to you, and that we would walk in the light that you give. pray over this Christmas that you would light up our days with your presence and with your word. Thank you for our time together this morning. Please, by your Spirit, make the truth of your word close to our hearts. Amen. We're now going to sing our final carol, which is Joy to the World. Well, that's the end of our formal time together today. Let's finish by saying the grace to one another. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen.